A security law has come into force in Malaysia that gives the Prime Minister Najib Razak sweeping new powers. The Prime Minister said the legislation was necessary to combat terrorism, but others fear it will be used to silence government opponents. Michael Bristow reports.
The law will allow Mr. Najib to declare any area in the country a security zone. Inside this area, the police will be able to search people, vehicles and buildings without a warrant. The legislation is being introduced as Mr. Najib comes under increasing pressure because of an international fraud investigation into a Malaysian government fund, 1MDB, that he controls. Mr. Najib denies wrongdoing, but close associates have been implicated. Critics think the security law is part of the Prime Minister's attempt to shore up his power.
Japan's capital, Tokyo, has elected its first female governor. Yuriko Koike, a former environment minister and defence minister, is a member of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's Liberal Democratic Party, but it did not endorse her and she ran as an independent. Ms. Koike has vowed to introduce a new transparent style of politics after scandals and financial problems forced the last two governors to resign. She said she would work to improve the provision of social care for children and the elderly. There's been an attack on a compound housing foreign contractors on the outskirts of the Afghan capital Kabul, near to the Bagram Air Base. A truck bomb is reported to have exploded close to the North Gate compound, which came under a similar attack 3 years ago. There's no official comment from the Afghan authorities and no details about casualties. Mahfouz Zubaid is in Kabul.
There was a huge explosion. I mean, almost everybody... the capital heard it and people tweet about it. The electricity was cut off. Actually, no one confirmed it at the moment, but Taliban sent an email claiming the responsibility and saying that it was a huge attack followed by other attackers into the hotel where the U.S. contractor hotel called Northgate.
Police in Armenia say the remaining members of the armed group which seized a police station in the capital Yerevan 2 weeks ago have surrendered. The group were demanding the release of prisoners, including an opposition leader. Rehan Dimitri reports.
In central Yerevan, the announcement about the gunmen surrendering to the authorities was met with the chant, "Heroes." In a statement, the armed group, known as Sasnat Srer, said they were laying their weapons down in order to avoid bloodshed and that they would continue their struggle from prison. About 30 armed men seized a police compound in Yerevan 2 weeks ago, demanding the release of their jailed leader and broader political changes in the country, including the resignation of President Serge Sargsyan.
World News from the BBC. Tens of thousands of people have demonstrated in the German city of Cologne to condemn the attempted military coup in Turkey. Earlier, the Turkish government criticized as undemocratic Germany's decision to prevent President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and other speakers from abroad from addressing the rally via a video link. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, tens of thousands of opposition supporters have held a rally to demand that President Joseph Kabila steps down when his current mandate ends in December. A major opposition leader, Etienne Tshisekedi, told the crowds the Electoral Commission would be guilty of treason if it did not organize November's presidential election on time. James Copnell reports.
The crowds in the capital, Kinshasa, were huge. Many people waved Congolese flags. The man they had come to see, the veteran opposition leader Etienne Tshisekedi, had recently returned from nearly 2 years in exile. His message was clear. President Joseph Kabila must step down, as the constitution requires after his 2 terms, and elections must be held on time in November. The opposition believes Mr. Kabila is trying to push them back to stay in power. Mr. Tshisekedi has always been popular in Kinshasa, but the numbers at the rally will be worrying for Mr. Kabila.
Tens of thousands of people from Ethiopia's Amhara ethnic group have taken part in an anti-government protest in the northern city of Gondar. The demonstrators demanded that the government reverse the decision to place a district in the Amhara region under the administration of neighboring Tigray. Prosecutors in France say a cousin of one of the men believed to have killed a Catholic priest during a church service has been placed under investigation. The prosecutor's office in Paris alleges that the 30-year-old man had been fully aware of his cousin's intention to perpetrate an act of violence. Earlier, the Archbishop of Rouen praised Muslim leaders for joining Catholics at a service in his cathedral 5 days after the murder. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。